This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. You know what I did last night, Woody? I went out and watched a high school baseball game. I went to the Archbishop McCarthy American Heritage Plantation game last night, and I got to tell you, first of all, players, I was just watching them warm up and throw, and it's a little different game than when I grew up. These guys are a lot more polished and friggin' a lot more talented and everything else. But on top of all that, the facilities are un-friggin' believable. I don't know if it's like this at all these schools, but wow, it's nice. Good game. Good game. American Heritage ends up winning the game last night, but it was great. And of course, some of the football guys there last night, so I got to see some of those guys. And it's good, man. It was good to get out and see it. And it's close to home, so I didn't have a long drive, and it worked out great. So we've got a lot of news, and we have some high school football, a lot of high school football stuff going on. So there's something out there about this Kevin Beard story, Woody. I don't know where it stands right now on the Kevin Beard thing, but I'm hearing, I don't know if it's how far. Has Kevin Beard been fired, or is saying that, you know, This stuff. I know Luther Campbell started this before about Kevin Beard as a wide receiver coach for the University of Miami. So I don't know. Seems like everybody else knows in town, though, and everything spreads from high school right into the college. Considering a lot of players from all the high schools, especially top high schools, they have players at University of Miami to know what's going on. And again, I don't know if it's recruiting, teaching, whatever it is. But I got to tell you, I know what I'd do right off the bat if Kevin Beard is not going to be. I'd call Wes Welker in a friggin' heartbeat, see if he'd come for a year. I would call Wes Welker in a heartbeat if I'm University of Miami. Now, maybe they got somebody else. Maybe it's not going to happen. But if you're getting rid of Kevin Beard, who I'm a big fan of, I like Kevin. I'm not there every day to see how he coaches and any of that stuff, but he knows how to play the position it's played, and he was a hell of a player coming out of high school and college. But again, I don't know how he got through to the young guys and all that stuff. They played basically with the same four guys, and they were all older players last year, as we've seen. One transferred. What? One went to Alabama that had eligibility. Two played in the East-West All-Star game, and the other one played in the Senior Bowl, just to give you an idea. And there's a good chance that a lot of those guys are going to get drafted. We know that Restrepo is going to get drafted, and could happen with the other guys too, who had good games at the East-West game. So you have all this stuff, but I mean, I heard what everybody's saying about Wes Welker as a coach, and I think there's a guy that'd be great great that those guys would look up to. You got 900 catches on your resume, and you've done with Wes Welker. I think Wes Welker would be great. Now, I don't know if he wants to coach and go through the whole college thing, but if I'm looking around right now, I'll tell you one thing. I am, and you can ask Jason Taylor about him, because I know Jason Taylor likes Wes Welker, and see if he might be interested in joining you. Oh, he's living down here still before he takes a job somewhere else. That would just be one of my early takes when I hear, because I, for the life of me, can't understand how Wes Welker's not the coach of the Miami Dolphins, why he's still not the wide receiver coach. Even crazier than that is Mike knows him better than anybody. Mike brought him with him from San Francisco. He really knows him. He knows everything about him. And all the things that Mike believes in, blocking and teaching. Now, did Wes go Sam Madison old school on some guys? A lot of people think that. A lot of people think that's what happened. Because all you got to do is complain enough in the NFL and be the right guys that complain and guys are gone. That's all you have to do. And if you're not gone at the end of the year, you shake hands and you say, hey, we won't be needing your services and you move on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I got to tell you, when you look at shocks of guys that, and usually a new coach comes in and slowly he gets rid of all the coaches that he inherited or he was told to keep or he kept because he didn't have anybody else and had a good interview with them, but kind of watching them to see how, you know, if they do it. Like, Wes knows how to do it Mike's way, and Mike knows that Wes, and that's one of his guys that he brought. He didn't bring a lot of coaches with him, but that was one of them. And all of a sudden, those numbers go down, and they can't figure out too deep, and they're going to blame Wes Welker as the reason. I got to believe it's more than that. And nobody wants to come out and say it, but if enough of your veteran guys complain, if they complain, then you're probably going to lose your job, no matter who you are. No matter what you've done in your career, you're going to lose your job. So I want to get that out why we're going and talking about this receiver thing. And again, I hope if University of Miami's up listening this morning, Joe, you're up and the whole gang over there and you are making a change. I hope he's down here, doesn't live too far from the university, can get down there and coach if he didn't take a job somewhere else. It'd be great to have Wes Welker. That's how strong I feel about Wes Welker, who knows a thing or two about playing in big games and making big catches and all the other things and running routes to get open and can help guys that want to learn and want to work hard every day and not play grab ass in warm-ups, if you can get that. So, all right, we've got this game tonight. Man, it's going to be fun. Canada, United States, and no matter what happens tonight, the Panthers win, man. Because people have been talking about it. There's a buzz about this game tonight. There hasn't been a lot going on. I mean, you talk about Perfect friggin' timing. Perfect timing. It's right now with Canada and USA. USA obviously has made the strong... I wasn't aware of it, by the way, till the last few days. The USA program, the programs they have for the young players and how good it is, and the development program they have and the college programs. And so USA's making a strong run here, talent-wise, with you're seeing it right now on the team and against Canada. But Bennett, Reinhardt playing tonight for Canada, Tkachuk obviously playing for the United States, and everything around it. I just think it's going to be great. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to fight tonight or if they just play and try to check the you-know-what out of each other and all that. I don't know what's going to happen with the national. Somebody asked me about the national anthem, and I don't mean to be mean or disrespectful. I don't care. Like, I care about the game. Whatever. The Canadians booing in Montreal, okay. I got a pretty good idea, like you do, why they were booing. If they boo tonight, okay. I mean, if you're going to stand up and have your flag on and you can be upset and it's disrespectful, okay, that's fine. I just want to watch the game. All right? They're going to play both of them, as you know, like they always do. They'll play both national anthems. You can cheer for one and you can boo the other because they booed you and you want to boo them back. There might be some of that. I'm guessing there will be some of that tonight. But, boy, I'll tell you what. That game is going to be fun. Canada got embarrassed in Montreal, 3-1, and they're looking for a bounce back. And Tkachuk's already now. I see Brandon Hagel comes out, Tampa Bay Lightning playing for, and he was in the first fight with Matthew Tkachuk. And I'm guessing there was no love there from Tampa Bay. And because, remember what Matthew Tkachuk said when he got here? Remember what the first thing he said? I remember. Matthew Tkachuk said, "Hey, Tampa Bay, it's over." He said, "It's over. This thing you've been doing, we're going to take care of it." And they did. So he wasn't just yapping. And so I'm guessing Tampa Bay, you throw in the Canadian thing on top of it. And so Brandon Hagel, who's a hell of a player, comes out and says, "Hey, man, we play for the flag, not a group chat." Talking about the group chat they apparently had before the game. "Hey, this is what we're going to do. Great, let's do it. Let's get our guys fired up." I think both those players for the United States playing for the flag. I think the guys in Canada understand how important hockey is up there and everything, and not wanting to see United States. People are going to look and go, "Hey, United States got a better program now than Canada. You used to own it. Guess what? We have caught up to you. Matter of fact, we have not only caught up to you, we have passed you." So I get it, man. I get the whole thing. We'll talk to Ed Jovanovski about all that stuff coming up here. With this stuff. But Matthew Tkachuk, if Vinny and all those guys over there, Panthers, President, and all the rest of them, they must just be going, "Matthew Tkachuk, just keep it going, brother. You have been great for business." Great for business. And where hockey is right now in Sunrise at the Amerant Bank has been fantastic.